Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
The Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions. God wants you and I to be as bold as a lion. Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Hey, just want to do a shout out. Thank you to everyone who supports the podcast. People are starting to financially support it, which is great. We do have costs. We're paying for stuff. We're hosting stuff. We're, you know, doing this, doing that. I pay someone to edit these podcasts. So thank you to those who support it financially. It actually makes a difference. And we're looking to grow. We're looking to expand and influence more people all around the world through our podcast. But we're talking about boldness today. And the Bible says that in Esther chapter 4, the day came when Esther had to step out and be bold. You know, I've been talking about how she just played it pretty low key for a while, just won people over through her conduct, through her love, through her integrity, her manners, you know, just her love for her husband. But the day came when this woman had to step up and go from being the most beautiful woman in the land, the queen of the Persian Empire, to a woman of faith and a woman of boldness. And it's in Esther chapter 4. Anki Mordecai is, you know, he's all over this story. He's, and many believe Mordecai is a type of Jesus because he's just always there. He's in the background. He's leading. He's directing Esther. He's telling her what to do. She's listening to him. She's obedient to Mordecai. So Anki Mordecai says to Esther, because what's going on is there's a plot in the Persian Empire to wipe out the Jews. And there's a whole message there. I mean, throughout history, why have the Jews been so persecuted? Of all the minorities in the world today, you will not find a group more persecuted and attacked and harassed than the Jewish people throughout history. This story is like more than 3,000 years ago. But anyway, that's another topic for another day. But there's a plot to kill all the Jews. Mordecai finds out about it. Esther's a Jew. Mordecai's a Jew. They're both in danger. And Mordecai says to Esther, "Do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews in the empire. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from somewhere else. But you and your father's house, you will perish. Yet who knows? Maybe you've come into the kingdom for a time such as this." He puts the challenge out, just like Jesus said to the early church and says to you and I today, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Esther had a choice. We have a choice. Are we going to share our faith? Are we going to tell people about Jesus? Are we going to go into all the world? Or are we going to be idle and silent and just hope things happen? And Esther had a choice. And you know what happened? Esther stepped out. She took a step. She boldly stepped out. She boldly went to the king's chamber. She boldly went where? History teaches us the king would often have people executed if they were annoying him. You know, to enter into his inner court, you had to be invited. I mean, talk about a man cave. This is like man cave on steroids. You know, his man cave was so private that if anyone, even his wife, stepped in, he'd be like, she's done. You know, so Esther boldly stepped into the king's court and, you know, obviously he didn't do that. He said, come, Esther. And, you know, he ends up saving the Jews for her. But the point is this, Esther took a bold step, and this is New Testament as well, because the Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, that when the religious leaders who are interrogating the apostles and trying to stop them from preaching, is when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they knew that they had been with Jesus, and they marveled at them. What did they marvel at? Their boldness. What's amazing about Esther's story? Her boldness. What great words from Mordecai. Who knows whether you've been brought into the kingdom for a time such as this? Esther was born for that time. She was born to be bold. She was born to be alive. She was born to step out. Well, guess what? The Christian church, we're the same. We've been born to be alive. We've been born to step out. We've been born to be bold and step out and reach out and speak up and teach and preach and help people come to know Jesus. How do we get this boldness? The Bible says you can pray for boldness. In Acts chapter 4, verse 31, they prayed for boldness and the whole place was shaken where they were gathered together. If you are naturally a bit shy or timid and not a bold person by nature, that's okay. Ask God to make you bold and you can become as bold as a lion.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.